Line unmuted.
Good morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of April 9th, 2024. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
A motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of March 19th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, now's the time for public comment. Mr. Guy, anybody signed up? No? Okay. Operator, would you check online for any public comment, please?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Move to consent agenda. We have three things. First thing, use of existing infrastructure agreement IUA-08-01270.1, BB Healthcare, Long Neck Campus, Long Neck Area. The use of existing infrastructure wastewater agreement IUA-1267, Chapel Branch Apartments and Golden Neck, and a proclamation for Fair Housing Month. Any questions on those? If not, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We have a presentation, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We are joined today by Ms. Margaret Hughes, who is the director of Delaware 250. Ms. Hughes is going to give a presentation on the upcoming celebration of Delaware's 250th anniversary. Thanks for being here. Come forward and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Lawson, and thank you, Council, for this opportunity to present to you on Delaware 250. I've got a presentation prepared, and I thought I would share copies of this also so that if you would like to take any notes about my presentation, so I will bring these over. So I am here representing Delaware 250. That is the state's official undertaking in representation of the United States semi-quincentennial, that's your polysyllabic word of the day, the 250th anniversary of American independence, and uniquely here in Delaware, also of Delaware independence. I'm joined by Mr. Dick Carter, who is the chair of the Delaware Heritage Commission, and by Stephen Mars, the state archivist and director of the Delaware Public Archives. And I'll start by saying the three of us also represent strong Sussex County supporters. Although I live in Newark now, my grandfather lived in Lewis, and I grew up visiting him there. Of course, Mr. Carter has deep Sussex County roots, and Mr. Mars currently lives in Rehoboth Beach. So we are all here very much in support of Sussex County and all that this county offers to the state. I wanted to invite you as Sussex County Council to become active members, partners with us in the 250th undertaking. This is just to show you briefly where Delaware 250 sits within state structure. So we are part of the Delaware Heritage Commission, which in turn is under the Delaware Public Archives and the Delaware Department of State. So we are a state undertaking representing the full backing of this state's official undertaking for the 250th. As the official liaison for Delaware 250, we are also the partners with America 250, the national undertaking for the semi-quincentennial. As partners of America 250, we are part of national conversations, so I am actively involved with conversations at America 250 about the undertakings on a national level, and really importantly for our purposes and for today, thinking about what kinds of federal funding might be coming down to us. We have received a limited amount of federal funding so far, but all indications suggest that we will not see the kind of financial support that the bicentennial saw in 1976. So what we are thinking about as we embark upon Delaware 250 is how we can harness the power of statewide support, all levels, partners at all levels of state governments, from the state down to local municipalities, and also thinking about partners across the state in tourism, in heritage entities, and in local communities. It's important, I think, that we keep an eye on what America 250 is doing, because as the national entity, they are constantly thinking about how to lobby Congress for those additional funds that are coming through. We signed on as official partners this past summer, becoming the 37th state or territory state commission. Now they are up to 43 commissions, so they are gradually building steam, and I think in the coming year, we will really see a concerted effort among them to launch some really large-scale programs that will help to build awareness and hopefully support for the 250th. They have already launched two such national programs, one an oral history collection and another targeting schools at the K-12 level. So already there is a national momentum building, and we are hoping to see that continue. But all of the focus on sort of where we are at a national level brings us, I think, back here to Delaware, and to think about how we really want Delaware 250 to be reflective of the narratives of all Delawareans, whether those are long-term Delawareans whose families have been here for generations, whether we are thinking about the original inhabitants of this land who go back millennia in this territory, and whether we think about people who are new to Delaware, the Delawareans who have only recently come to the state. So thinking very broadly about the constituents of our state, and thinking also about how we are intersecting again with all of the different sectors, whether it's tourism, whether it is hospitality, whether it is heritage groups. I wanted to share with you briefly the overarching themes that we are thinking about when we are thinking about Delaware 250. We are wanting to make sure that in this undertaking we are being reflective of the full and honest story of our past. There are moments of triumph, and there are moments that are reflective of continuing to strive toward what we may call a more perfect union, and wanting to make sure that the broadness, the diversity of those stories is reflected in our undertaking, our statewide undertaking. We want to frame 1776, that is the anniversary year that we're celebrating, as one important moment in time, but not the only moment in time, and thinking again about how all of the stories can be reflected through our undertaking. And finally, and I think perhaps most important for thinking about today, thinking about how we are celebrating our history, how we are inspiring young people to get engaged with their state and their local history, to carry forward the pride in the state, and to carry forward as stewards of all of these resources in our undertaking. So we're very much thinking about this as a moment in time to look forward to planning for what we might want to realize, and to harness the power of this milestone anniversary in our looking forward. I won't go into all of our strategies just now, but they're all included here in the packets for you to think about. But what I wanted to do by showing you these is just to demonstrate the amount of work and care that we have taken in thinking not just about these sort of lofty ideals represented by the 250th, but really how we are going to be moving on the ground and engaging with different groups to move forward with the 250th. And importantly, and something that I really want to highlight today in presenting to you, is thinking about the economic impact of the 250th anniversary. So I've mentioned that we are thinking about the resources that will be coming down, hopefully additional resources at the federal level. We've also secured state support that is currently going toward undertakings like a re-grant program that gives funding to museums, to nonprofit groups across the state to empower them to do programs that they are interested in doing. Also in developing K-12 programming to make sure that students have access to the resources to fully understand the history of the Revolution, to empower teachers to teach this content in their classrooms. And also thinking about, getting back to this slide, how Delaware 250, working on a statewide level, can be an impetus for a concerted marketing campaign and for tourism efforts across the state. So really thinking about how we can leverage the 250th for the economic impact of tourism and of people who are coming into our state and the region to understand more about our history and about all of the amazing resources that we have here in this county and across the state. We're already taking advantage of some national and regional opportunities that I think have a direct impact on Sussex County. We're capitalizing, of course, on Delaware's state location along the I-95 corridor. Of course, I realize that that cuts across the very northernmost part of the state, but really thinking about how we can draw the tourists who are going to be making that Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. trek, and thinking about how we bring them down into the rest of the state, especially capitalizing on Route 1. Also thinking about the Lewis-Cape May Ferry and how we are seeing interstate travel in the southern part of the state. I'll also share with you that I am actively involved with our colleague, with my colleagues in the Mid-Atlantic states, the 250th coordinators in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Maryland, in Virginia, and thinking about how we are making sure that tourists who are going to one of those states have the opportunity to understand what the resources and what the historical, cultural, tourist opportunities are in the neighboring states as well. So we're already thinking about how we are making use of where we are geographically to drive tourism, to drive interest in Delaware. I will add that Delaware Tourism and Delaware Small Businesses are already partners in Delaware 250. So already we are thinking about our colleagues across the state and how we are working together and maximizing our resources to this end. We're also thinking about some upcoming anniversaries, like the bicentennial of the return of the Marquis de Lafayette, a Revolutionary War hero who came back to America in 1824. There's a large undertaking to celebrate the 200th anniversary of his visit, which happens later this year. We also are looking at next year's 250th anniversary of the Navy and Marine Corps that is based out of Philadelphia, thinking about how anniversaries like this can build toward the momentum of the 250th so that we are getting Delawareans apprised of our upcoming anniversary and thinking about how they want to be celebrating. Finally, I will continue to monitor all of the opportunities available to America 250 and work with the relevant partners across the state to ensure that Delawareans are aware of the resources and opportunities available, things like on a national level from National Park Service, from the Endowment for the Humanities, to make sure that we are taking advantage of opportunities. So that is the end of the presentation that I have as such, but I wanted to end with sort of asking these questions about how we can work together collaboratively in this undertaking, and especially how we can center the narratives of Sussex County. I hope that I've conveyed in this presentation that we are interested not just in a moment in time of 1776, but instead of the broad and diverse histories across the state and that are reflective of the many different cultural, economic resources that we have available and that are available here in Sussex County. Mr. Carter, Mr. Mars, and I are asking you to consider becoming partners of Delaware 250 by building and funding into your budget, into your upcoming budget, funds for the 250th that may be able to support undertakings here specifically in Sussex County, whether that is engaging further some of the really hyper-local historical societies, of which there are many wonderful ones in the county, whether it is thinking about the investment in Main Streets or in small businesses who may want to capitalize on the anniversary for their own product development, for their own opportunities. So I will end with this, presenting that we are open to partnership. If you have any questions, I'm very happy to field those, and I look forward to working together in the next few years. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming down. It is very interesting. I guess I will start this early on, I guess, by you. Everything has money attached to it.
Yes.
Any idea what you would think Sussex County should participate at what level, or you don't care, or you do care,
well,
you don't want to tell us, or...
So I really have appreciated the guidance from Mr. Dan Parsons in the past few months. He has helped me get to know Sussex County all the better. Within the first month that I was in my position, he had me over in West Sussex, making sure that we were not overlooking that important part of the county. And in conversations with Mr. Parsons, he and I had discussed the number of 25,000 to think about for the upcoming year, thinking about that as a robust amount of money that could go into the county, and that perhaps we could revisit in another year's time to think as we build toward the 250th, whether that number feels right. So I would put forward 25,000 as a number for you to think about moving forward, but of course I don't want to tell you what to do with your budget.
No, and I understand that. I just thought we need to have an idea.
Sure,
this is
absolutely
a brand new thing you've walked in with and what that would be.
Yes.
I will tell you, I'm a little surprised that Dan Parson was involved. He only asked $25,000.
I need to add another zero onto that. I'm sorry. That's
that would be more like him, but okay. But okay, we got an idea then, and we are doing budgets this time coming up, so that'll be something to talk about. But thank you for coming down. Thank all of you for coming down. And this should be an exciting time. It should be a big deal.
I hope so. That's our intention, so. to make it the big deal we think it deserves to be.
Well, thank you. Any questions? Anybody? Thank you.
Thank you all for
coming down. Mr. Lawson.
All right. Thank you again for coming down, Ms. Hughes. And I'm glad Mr. Vincent asked the question. It was on my mind as well. So now we have an idea. So we'll look to Ms. Jennings in the future and see how this could be considered with our budget considerations. All right. A couple of things to get to today, starting with the recognition of retiree Robert, otherwise known as Bob Moore. Bob is here today. We will present a tribute to him. I want to highlight something that Bob's been working on, a little project in the county known as our South Coastal Expansion. Little is really a joke. It's a 4 million gallon expansion of our biggest treatment plant to the tune of $48 million. And he just informed me recently that we have gone live. That expansion is now working and some other fine tuning taking place. But over the last several years, Bob has been leading that project and it's been a tremendous success. I believe we took a tour of the plant several months ago. You saw the work in construction firsthand. And Bob is the one that led those efforts. So congratulations to that, Bob. Can I invite you to come down? We've got a tribute that we will read for you and maybe snap a few pictures. So a tribute from Sussex County Council, be it hereby known to all, the Sussex County Council commends Robert Moore, Facility District Manager, Environmental Services, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County 16 years, 6 months. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Robert Moore with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, Council President. Thank you and congratulations, Bob. We wish you well. All right, next is the Board of Adjustment and Appeals appointments. Council, I have two appointments today, one for District 5 and one for District 3. The Board of Adjustment and Appeals, note, is the board that hears appeals that may come in from a building code decision made by staff or by directors, and this board hears those appeals. I didn't want there to be confusion of the Board of Adjustment. I know that's in the title. This is not the Board of Adjustment that meets every other week. This is another board. And I have for District 5, Mr. Riley, I believe, wants to nominate Mr. Daniel Betts to the position of Board of Adjustment and Appeals.
That's correct.
Okay, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Daniel Betts to the Sussex County Board of Adjustments and Appeals, effective immediately for a term of 4 years.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The second one is for District 3, Mr. Schaefer's district. Mr. Schaefer asked us to proceed with this motion even in his absence, so I would ask you for a motion today. Mr. Schaefer is nominating Mr. Andrew Staten to the position of Board of Adjustments and Appeals.
I'll make the motion on his behalf.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. Thank
and,
you,
and
sir.
That appointment again is for 4 years for District 3. Thank you both for that. Let's see, next is the Administrator's Report. County Administrator's Report for April 9th, 2024. Sussex County is reorganizing its Emergency Services Division, including its 911 operations, emergency management, and paramedic programs, and creating the new Department of Public Safety. The County Council recognizes that now is the time to reorganize the government's public safety apparatus into one centralized department of three divisions with a unified management structure guiding the public safety mission. This change will enhance collaboration, improve efficiency, and put the county in line with the standard found elsewhere in Delaware and across the nation. Robert W. Murray Jr. will serve as the first ever director of the county's Department of Public Safety. As you know, Robbie currently serves as the Director of Emergency Medical Services, and the county could think of no one more qualified and prepared to lead this new department. Each division will be managed by a newly titled Deputy Director of Public Safety, with Mr. Robert Mulch serving as Deputy Director of Public Safety EMS, and Mr. Richard Short serving as Deputy Director of Public Safety Emergency Operations 911. The county intends to advertise and hire a candidate to serve as Deputy Director of Public Safety Emergency Management. Since 2023, all three of these county public safety branches have been housed at the expanded Sussex County Emergency Operations Complex, next to the Delaware Coastal Airport outside Georgetown. The paramedic service relocated into a nearly 2,000 square foot addition last summer. That, coupled with the recent retirement of the longtime emergency management director, Mr. Joe Thomas, prompted us to reevaluate the organizational structure at this time. This change is a logical step in our organization's evolution, and we are certain the men and women who serve the county and our Department of Public Safety will continue to provide world-class care we've all become accustomed to. Today's announced changes will take effect immediately, with Director Murray serving in this capacity until the county personnel code is updated to include the new position of Director of Public Safety. Please join me in congratulating Director Murray, Mr. Short, Mr. Mulch, who are joining us today in the audience. Congratulations to all three of you.
Congratulations, gentlemen. I'm sure you are actually looking forward to it. We're sure you're going to do a great job, but it's certainly a big step for this county to move to a public safety director kind of EMS and fire safety system. So we look forward to what you're going to do and wish you well. And I'm sure if you have any issues, you'll be more than happy to ask for money or whatever else. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars. You're much faster with no crutches. I mean, it's you'll be running again, pickleball.
So good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. First, talk about the award of the maintenance contract for our stormwater best management practices, also known as stormwater facilities. So you know we have a number of these contracts which deal with long-term maintenance. Most notably, we've had it for a long time, the airport maintenance. We also have the business park maintenance. We have the legacy landfill maintenance. They all have different contracts. And with the acquisition of more and more stormwater pieces, we keep in our portfolio, whether it's the Burbage Road one, you know, where we built to construct the wetland, or the Route 54 site, or all the paramedic stations we own, and not to forget the expanded EOC.
Sure.
Because these are all facilities which would fall under that particular contract. So we put this together in the best value approach with ranked the various aspects of it, and we advertised it. We had three respondents. One respondent was clearly outside of the time window. We did not read it aloud. So that one had to be set aside. You know, we're not talking seconds, we're talking substantially beyond the bid time. We had two contracts, both were qualified. By lowest cost as well as highest score was our uniform selection criteria. So we have a motion for your consideration to award. And this is a 1 year with an option to renew, but wanted to start with a 1 year until we had a better understanding of how it works.
Okay, please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department contract G24-03 for the Stormwater Operations and Maintenance Services on-call contract be awarded to Tributaries LLC for their total bid not to exceed $254,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carry. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. And there's probably few people who are very happy in the chamber with the next memo. Ms. Jennings, Mr. Lawson, you, myself. So, you know, we're building a big conduit, and we're funding it with ERA. And we got some very competitive pricing, and which was actually slightly below our budget expectations, which is interesting and it's good, which leaves a budget gap for the ERA funding, which we currently have under advertisement for the electrical upgrade. So Ms. Jennings and I definitely know about that. So we will have that gap closed long before the December deadline. But this project here is extremely competitive, and I'm very pleased to have good companies come to the forefront. We had a debriefing meeting. Mr. Brown and I talked to the low bidder, and we believe the scope is fully covered. So we're ready to make a recommendation to award the loop project, and maybe we have a permit by the time it's finished.
You never know.
No, but for the one we're building, we don't need one, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department at contract S24-01 for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Loop Project be awarded to Atlantic Contracting and Material Company Incorporated for their base and alternate bid 9A in the total of $7,649,916.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the Tanglewood Oak Acres Merrydale project, and that's sort of an interesting project in Councilman Hudson's district, and I'm sure he's happy to see it finished. And it took a push to get this one pushed over the Delta final, and probably one of my last big efforts to get this one done. So I'm happy to get that done and get it awarded. So in order to make sure that we do have the capacity in the engineering department, my successor, Mr. Harmon, needs, so we're actually recommending that the consulting engineers handle the administration and inspection. We are within budget. We have the funds available. Again, very competitive pricing. And so this is a SRF-funded project.
Right.
And it's a relatively small project, but it's been lingering for a long time, and it's definitely worthwhile to get this off the books and get it.
Sure.
Get it approved. And yes, it took the best I had to get this over the Deldot finish line. So I gave you a little bit of history. We have obviously the bids, we have the engineering proposal, and you have the assurances we're within budget. So having said all this, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S22-24 for the Tanglewood and Oak Acres Sanitary Sewer Expansion be awarded to Teal Construction for the total bid $1,891,891, contingent upon DNRC approval.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Close, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried.
And the next one is the one for the engineering services. B be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the amendment number one to the engineering service agreement with George Miles and Pure Incorporated for Tanglewood and Oak Acre Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Project S-22-24 be approved in the amount not to exceed $206,076 for construction and resident project representative phase services.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Patrick Brown, where are you? I see you hiding behind a pillar. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent and Council. Thanks for having me again here. Have a Chapter 96 project to put before you. This is a quick reminder, is our section of the code where we can step in and support private improvements, usually HOAs request us to come in with roads, sidewalks. This is a roads project. Waterside Community is located outside of Ocean View off Double Bridges. It's a single parcel, 80, developed as 80 assessments, mix of townhouses, some single family, but they reached out to us with a request for inclusion in the Chapter 96 program back about July. It is a lengthy process to get even to this point. We worked with the HOA to develop a scope for their needs. We put together the petition mailing, sent that out. We had a pretty overwhelming response. Three quarters of 75% of the owners did respond in favor of moving to the next step. That step being requesting a resolution to hold the election. This would be establishing the date and time. We have an estimate of if this moves forward through design and construction, we estimate the annual assessment to be about $800 per year and a 10-year financing, or a lump sum payoff of a little over $5,700, I think. And that's basically for a mill and overlay with some minor concrete work for some distressed sidewalks and valley gutters. So I have a short title of the resolution.
Please read your short title.
Sure. A resolution establishing a date, time, place, and judge for an election to be held to consider the Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project for Waterside as amended with proper notification of any date, time, and place changes.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
If this passes, we would come back two more times
right,
to follow up in the election and then to close it out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Old business, Mr. Whitehouse, step on down here. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. We have four items of old business today. The first is conditional use number 2407, filed on behalf of Laurie and Jose Solis Marin. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of March 12th of this year, after which the County Council deferred action on the application for further consideration. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Indian River 100, containing approximately 3.5 acres.
So. Any questions of Council? Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.50 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I spent a lot of time listening to the applicant's arguments and tried to listen with a sympathetic ear, but it's clear to me that planning has only made the correct decision and denying this application, so my vote's no.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'm gonna vote no.
Mr. Hudson.
I have to agree with planning and zoning and Mr. Riley, and I will vote no.
I also, you certainly have a place in your heart for somebody trying to have a business, but this is kind of overboard with what they've done out there, and I'm going to agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and I'm going to vote no. Motion defeated.
Thank you. Next. Our next item of all business is Ordinance Number 2309. This is an ordinance to amend the Sussex County Sewer Tier Map element of the Comprehensive Plan, in specifically in relation to tax parcel and its District 533, Map 11, Parcel 23.02. County Council may remember this when we last brought it before Council at its meeting of March 5th of this year, at which point we identified and announced the receipt of the plus comments, and the County Council left the public record open for a period of 30 days. 30 days have now passed, and County Council may close the public record if it chooses and may take action on the ordinance. So
we first close the public record,
yes,
right? And then we can vote on it.
Right, yes,
correct?
Sir.
Okay. Entertain a motion to close public record.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Mr. Riley. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green? To close
yes,
the
to close, okay. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. So public record's closed. Now we can vote on this item.
If Council wishes, yes.
More if you read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the Sussex County Sewer Tier Map of Comprehensive Plan in relation to tax parcel 533-11-23.02.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion?
I do have a question.
Mr. Hudson.
In this one, as well as the next conditional use, hours of operation. Now,
this is not on the conditional use at this point.
This
is just
the
sewer tier map.
Never mind. I'm sorry. Yep. I'm ahead of myself.
Okay. No. Okay. More questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay. Our next item is conditional use number 2389 filed on behalf of AWH Properties LLC. County Council may remember this from the last meeting, which was held at March 5th of this year, and County considered this under old business, and a motion was made and passed to defer action on this for further consideration to bring it back with the sewer tier amendment that you've just acted on. So this is a conditional use application for a commercial storage facility, including RV boat storage, and the storage of commercial vehicles and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, lying on the northeast side of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20, and Council defer for further consideration.
Questions of Council? Mr. Warren, short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial storage facility, including RV/boat storage, the storage of commercial vehicles, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through N. And it's my understanding that, Mr. Hudson, you may have some motions that you may want to make based upon evidence in the record.
I do, and it pertains to condition B in this one, and it's the hours of operation. And I'd like to make an amendment to those hours.
Okay.
What were there others that you wanted to make as well in relation to the suggestions that were made in the record had been discussed, which included that and other matters as well? On B, I believe the motion would be, other than picking up or dropping off a vehicle, trailer, boat, or RV, the facility shall only be accessible from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m., and access to the site locked to limit access accordingly. So that would allow, if someone was coming in for boating early in the morning, they could get in for the purpose of getting their boat out. I believe that was your concern.
With that being said, I'm very familiar with offshore fishing.
Yeah.
And what it takes at times to go offshore fishing, you leave 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning if you want to go off the beach 100 miles or whatever, and 6 a.m. will just not work.
But this amendment would allow somebody to come on there 24 hours a day to pick
correct.
Up their boat or bring their boat back.
That's correct, yes.
That's all they can, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was there any more amendments that you wanted to make on this, or is that it?
I think that's it, right?
Well, there were other amendments you and I had discussed before. that you'd pointed out, which was on, if you wanted to deal with that, then we could hit, go to the others.
Okay, we'll deal with that one first.
Okay, yeah.
So that's your motion to amend it to that?
That would be my motion, yes.
Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
Mr. Riley, second. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I'll vote yes on the amendment.
Mrs. Green?
Yes, on the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
Yes, on the amendment.
I will yes on the amendment. Now, Mr. Moore, next.
Yes, the next one would be on, and I'm going to read several of these, D, K, and M. When it refers to the vehicles, it should state insert in their vehicles, trailers, and motorcycles. So D would read no sales or maintenance of vehicles, comma, trailers, comma, motorcycles, boats or RVs shall occur on the site. K would, when we add that language, would say no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of vehicles, trailers, motorcycles, boats, and RVs located on the site. And M then, by inserting that language, would read no junked or unregistered vehicles, trailers, motorcycles, boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. So it'd be inserting those three clarifiers.
That's correct. Yes, thank you.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? That's on these three amendments Mr. Moore just read off. We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Now then, Mr. Moore.
Yes, there is one more, I believe. And A, that would be amended, not only adding the language we just did in the others, but would read the use shall be limited to, and insert the word outside storage, and then insert covered or uncovered of vehicles, trailers, motorcycles, then boats and RVs, a 2,500 square foot, and take out the word storage and just building for self-storage, and a 576 square foot office building. No other, insert the word outside storage of vehicles or equipment shall occur on the site.
Also your motion.
That'd be
amendment.
My motion, yeah. Motion. My amendment.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, yes. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
That was a lot to consider there. And being I'm not prepared, I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore.
There is one more, and that was in C, and that would take off the word site and add storage area and buildings. And that would then read the perimeter of the storage areas and buildings shall be fenced with a 6-foot high fence that screens the property from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. In addition, there shall be a landscape berm along the property's road frontage. The details of this berm shall be shown on the final site plan. So again, the only change is taking out the word site and adding in storage areas and buildings.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there any more?
That is all.
That's your motion, Mr. Hudson?
That's my motion.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? I'm going to take the vote. This is on this amendment Mr. Moore just read. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Once again, I'm not prepared to do this. I'm going to vote now.
Okay. Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore?
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial storage facilities, including RV boat storage, the storage of commercial vehicles, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through N, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning, and I vote yes as amended.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'm going to vote yes as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I will also agree with planning and zoning and vote yes as amended.
I also agree with it as amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Yeah, one more, don't you?
One more. Yeah, our last item of all business is conditional use 2392, filed on behalf of Zion Church Ventures LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of November 14th of last year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council closed the public record and deferred action on the application for further consideration. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage, warehouse buildings, a car wash, and a clubhouse with swimming pool to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Baltimore 100 containing 31.83 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Excuse me. Oh. Well, on this one, I'll need to read it.
Short title, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
And I think there may be amendments on this one as well.
Hard to believe. I've been the same lawyer.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage slash warehouse buildings, a car wash, and clubhouse with swimming pool to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31.83 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through S. And Mr. Hudson, I believe there were some amendments that you wanted to proffer on this.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. President, if you want, I can read those into the record.
Please do.
Okay, the first one is on A, and that would be before pool, it would be optional pool. And then in the next line, the amenities, we're adding in the words amenities, that would be car wash area, oil recycling and disposal facility, RV, sewer, clean and optional would be inserted. So it would then read, this conditional use shall be limited to, and with my vision, I think it says 180,500 square feet, is that correct? Of warehouse storage area, a 2,500 square foot car wash area, and an optional pool and clubhouse amenity for the owners of the units. The amenities, parens, car wash area, oil recycling and disposal facility, comma, RV, sewer, cleaning, and yes, sewer cleaning and optional pool and clubhouse and the parens shall be for the exclusive use of the owners and the families and guests. It shall not be operated commercially or as a club for persons not otherwise affiliated with the primary use of this project. No businesses that primarily involve or are similar to the following uses shall be permitted: retail, gyms or fitness centers, breweries or brew pubs, or food service.
That would be
pleasure.
Well,
that's your amendment.
That would be my amendment, but I have one question on another possible amendment.
Okay.
Certainly.
And it's hours of operation, because we changed the 1 to 24 hours a day. This condition N talks about the management office and maintaining the property or the operation of it, but it says it shall be open during regular business hours.
Well, one of the proposals was to remove that condition.
Exactly.
Yes.
But in the whole thing, it doesn't have hours of operation.
That's correct.
At all.
And that was one of the reasons removing
yes.
it,
okay.
too.
Yes, sir. Thank
you're good
you.
With that? You're good with that?
Yes.
Okay, so but your motion is with the what was more read as the amendments. You're
yes.
good with that. Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. I have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. We're talking about voting on the amendments that Mr. Moore read off.
Exactly. It doesn't limit the hours.
No, it does not.
Yes.
We're going to take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr.
Then,
Moore.
Then the next amendment is in D, remove the eliminate controlled. So it would read, if a unit is used for business purposes, that business may only use the area for storage. The property shall not be used by a business for manufacturing or industrial purposes. In addition, the property may not be used by a business as a quote unquote mail drop or pickup or delivery location for customers. The only thing there was the words, we eliminated the words, eliminate controlled.
Is there any more amendments?
Yes.
How about reading those two?
Okay. And N, remove N. That's the one we just discussed, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
And then O would remove that. And that proposal was the unit shall only have bathrooms with a sink and toilet, no showers, bathtub type fixtures or plumbing connection shall be permitted. Instead, any shower or bathing facilities shall be in a standalone, centrally located building on site. That was being removed.
Correct.
As a proposal.
So what does that do? Explain that. So
what that is doing, someone could not put a bathroom in their unit. Instead, it would have to be under this, what was taken out. I read that wrong. I said that incorrectly. What they would, this was prohibiting, let's say the unit shall only have bathrooms with sink and toilet. That's been taken out. No showers, bathtub type fixtures or plumbing shall be permitted. That's coming out. It would allow them to have, by taking that out, would be allowing them to have that kind of facility in their unit.
Yes.
Yes, because it took out the prohibition.
Take out that they can't, yes.
Yes.
So now they can have them in there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. They can.
Okay. It takes out the prohibition.
I'm sorry for the confusion. When I first read it, I said the opposite, but no, it took away the prohibition.
Okay. Now we're good. We're going to take a vote on this. This is your motion?
Yes.
Your second, Mr. Riley, for this? Motion second, Mr. Riley. Mm-hmm. Question on this amendment?
They can have a bathroom.
They can have a bathroom.
They did not remove the bathroom.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes, that is the end of the motion, the amendments. And an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage / warehouse buildings, a car wash, and clubhouse with swimming pool to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31.83 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through S, which have now been amended and renumbered, and it would be A through Q.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take now, do you...
Move for adoption.
Move for adoption.
I would move for adoption, yes.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes as amended.
Mrs.
Don't
Green.
Vote on the amendment?
No, the amendments are all in there. It's as amended.
As amended, yes.
Yeah. Now the vote.
Now the vote.
Okay, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as amended, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
And I also agree with planning and zoning, and I vote yes as amended.
I also agree with PNC, I'll vote yes as amended. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, I think we need to inform whoever that attorney was that they've used all their amendments up the next 6 months.
But fortunately...
Don't even think about bringing any more back in here.
But fortunately, he pro-offered those as part of his record when he was giving the presentation.
I'm sure he did. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first request is Redbird Legacy Foundation. They're requesting $5,000 for their kickoff event. Funds raised for this event will be used to produce photographs, videos, and other keepsakes for children who have parents with life-threatening illnesses. There is no previous grants for this organization. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
This is a brand new grant request, and I'm getting short on money. But somebody make a motion to grant $500 from District 1 Council MAG account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley.
I'll second with $500.
Oh, okay. So we have a motion and a second to grant $1,000.
Their request is how much?
$5,000.
And I would do $500.
Okay.
And I'll do $500.
Gracious, thank you, everybody. Okay, so then we got a motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley, to grant $2,000 to the Redbird Legacy Foundation for their kickoff event featuring Bethany Hamilton, being $500 each from District 1, District 2, District 4, and District 5. Questions on the motion?
Can we spend Mark's money?
Well, you could do. You could do. But I don't know.
Mark's got a lot on here today.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, well, now we'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Westside New Beginnings is requesting $3,000 for their project Safe Street Lights. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,700 for their streetlight project from Mr. Schaefer. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer would like to grant $500 to them. If somebody make that motion.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Sorry. Second. Mrs. Green?
Second.
To grant $500 from District 3 Council Bank account to the Westside New Beginnings Incorporated for Project Safe Street Lighting. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Developing Arts Collaboration is requesting $5,000 for their Westside Creative Market. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,000 for HVAC emergency repairs. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer would like to grant $500. Can I make that motion?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Green, to grant $500 from District 3 Council Bank account to Developing Artist Collaboration for their Westside Creative Market Investment. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Nanticoke Indian Association is requesting $11,500 for their 46th annual Nanticoke Indian Powwow. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $8,125, which was $7,500 from Mr. Hudson, $250 from Mr. Schaefer, and $375 from Mr. Riley. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I'd like to make a motion to give $7,500 out of my account.
Okay.
I'll second with $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Growley, to grant $8,500. Being $7,500 District 4 Council Bank account, $1,000 District 5 Council Bank account, the Nanticoke Indian Association Incorporated for their 46th annual Nanticoke Indian Powwow. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
The next one, Greater Lewis Foundation, we'd like to defer that.
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yep.
All right. The next one's Cape and Lopin Senior Center. They are requesting $1,800 for the Rehoboth Concert Band fundraiser. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $2,000, which was $1,000 for Mr. Schaefer, $500 for Mr. Hudson, $500 for Mr. Riley. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer wants to grant $500 to this from the Council 3 account. Anybody else want to do anything?
I'll second with $500.
Okay.
I'll also do 500.
Okay. So motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
To grant $1,500, being $500 each from District 3 Council Bank account, District 4 Council Bank account, and District 5 Council Bank account, to the Cape and Open Senior Center for the Rehoboth Concert Band fundraiser. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one, What Is Your Voice? I'd like to defer that one as well.
Okay.
The next one, Lewis Lyons Foundation. They're requesting $3,950 for their Beach Bowl fundraiser for Lewis Fire Company. There's no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer would like to grant $500 from District 3 if somebody make that motion. Motion, Mrs. Green. Second, Mr.
Second.
Hudson, to grant $500 from District 3 Council Bank account to the Lewis Lyons Foundation for their Beach Bowl event. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Laurel School District is requesting $5,000 for their Business Professional of America program. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent, $250 from Mr. Riley, for Laurel's Elementary Dog Days 5K. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make the motion to grant $750 from District 1 Council Bank account.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $750 from District 1 Council Bank account to the Laurel School District, the Laurel High BPA, for their Business Professional American program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be, yeah, motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Seaford School District requesting $5,000 for their drama club program. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $750 from Mr. Vincent for Seaford Central Elementary Cooking with the STAR program. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
If someone make the motion to grant $750 from District 1 Council Bank account.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $750 from District 1 Council Bank account to the Seaford School District, the Seaford High Drama Club for their drama club program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a water sport recreational facility to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.13 acres more or less. And that is in Mr. Hudson's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduced it.
That's all.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be around executive session for land acquisition. Downstairs, Mr. Lawson? We're going downstairs.
Line muted.